Hi, hi people. I'm so excited to be back here. This is a Talkatives podcast and you're chilling with Nengi Diri. Oh my God. Okay, well, you guys are back and I'm back here, so I guess the show must go on. I keep saying the show must go on, well, because the show must actually go on. Anyway, today's topic is one I'm actually very... today's topic is one that we have to learn from. We all have to learn from, because I'm still in the process of learning from this particular topic, and I know you guys will learn a lot from this too. The topic is showing up for yourself, and I'm going to start with a quote. You must learn to show up for yourself every single day. And this morning I saw that quote and it actually spoke to me. This was actually the topic we're supposed to be talking about today. Supposed to talk about something entirely different, but seeing this quote this morning made me realize that I and a lot of other people out there actually need to learn to show up for ourselves. Because I did some research about showing up for yourself, and I realized that I haven't been showing up for myself a lot. So we're going to talk about this, and I promise I won't take your time. You know, in the last episode, I promised I would keep everything as short as possible. I won't talk for 15 minutes or for 20 minutes. I'll keep everything as short and as simple as possible. And that's what we're going to be doing. So showing up for yourself. What does it actually mean to show up for yourself? What does it actually mean to show up for yourself? Showing up for yourself is doing what you would normally do for the people you love for yourself. It's the highest form of self-love. It's the basis of self-love. To show up for yourself. I'm going to give you an instance. If, for instance, you have a brother that you love so much, and you know deep down that you would do anything, for your brother, you would do anything for him. So why don't you think about all the stuff that you would do, all the sacrifices that you would make if you actually had to save your brother from depression, for example. You know, depression makes us do a lot of things. So if you were to save your brother from depression, all the kind of love, all the kind of care, all the sacrifices you would actually make to make sure he doesn't fall into depression. Because I know, I feel like a lot of us haven't really realized that we owe it to ourselves to do ourselves this favor. Most times when we show up for ourselves, we see it as being selfish, basically, because we go around our lives are really busy and we're so used to doing stuff for other people, doing stuff with other people, you know, especially those of you who work, because I don't work here, especially those of you who work. You wake up in the morning, you get dressed for work, you go to work, and you have a lot of responsibilities, you have so much stuff to do, and then you go out, you go on doing all the stuff you do, and you kind of in all the busyness of life, you forget to actually do stuff that you like, that you enjoy, that makes you feel alive. And that's how to not show up for yourself. That's how to not show up for yourself. Well, before I delve like right into this and how we can actually start showing up for ourselves more, I'll talk about symptoms to show that you aren't showing up for yourself. So these symptoms are things that I'm sure a lot of you have started to experience. Some of you have actually started to see it, and you know, there are sometimes you see some symptoms and you don't realize what is happening until it hits you. So I'm guilty. I am a student, you know, so most times we have to study extra hard. We have to read and all of that. So basically, I don't sleep at night anymore. I come back from school like 6 p.m. every day. I sleep for, say, 4 hours, wake up, read. And that's actually a good habit. Wake up, read till I go to school again, come back. Routine. It's a routine for me now, because if I don't do that, there's a tendency that I might fall behind on schoolwork and everything. But that's by the way. The point I'm trying to make is everything is so busy, everything is so planned, and everything is so scheduled that sometimes I'm going to talk about myself now. Sometimes I forget that there are things that I have to do. to make me feel alive. It's not like school doesn't make me, school makes me feel alive. It even makes me feel dead sometimes. But basically, I love to write, okay? And whenever I write, I feel like a heavy load has been dropped off my shoulders. It's like very refreshing for me to write. And I haven't written anything, not one line, not a single line in about 2 months now, and it's killing me. And that's how I know that I absolutely am not showing up for myself. Absolutely not. So it doesn't have to be school like mine. It could be anything else, especially work. Workers, they do this a lot. Like, their bosses want them to do this and that, and then they go on and do that, and then they kind of forget to do basic stuff that they actually need to do for themselves. My friend, he draws a lot. That's a job. But then he got into school to study something that isn't even far from what he does on a normal day, yet he can't find time to do what he actually loves to do. Like, he went into school to study fine art, and then all the drawings he has been making have been for school projects, stuff that he didn't and doesn't enjoy. So most times he's just like, I don't want to do it again. So it's crazy sometimes, because we don't realize that these little things we fail to do for us, they actually affect us. They go a long way in affecting us, especially our mental and emotional health. Sometimes you feel selfish. Like, for example, you have a job to do and you have to turn it in, say, before 2 a.m. and then you're working all night and all that. And then you just take 30 minutes to cool off, maybe by watching a movie, by listening to music. And then there's this guilt in you. You're just feeling so damn guilty. Like, what am I doing? I have so much to do. What am I doing? Why am I even doing this? Like, I know this because I've experienced this. I'll just be passing, and then for 5 minutes, I see something on TV, and I'm like looking at it, and the next second, I'm like, oh my God, why am I doing this? I have, basically, discipline is actually very good, but we shouldn't feel guilty when we try to do something that makes us happy. We shouldn't feel guilty at all, and we shouldn't feel selfish. Anyway, moving on. So we're going to be talking about stuff to help us show up for ourselves more without, you know, reducing how much time we spend on stuff that pays us, stuff that actually is going to help us in the long run. Anyway, first things first, is not always about doing something that makes you happy personally. Sometimes it's just about unwinding. Sometimes it's actually just about unwinding. Like, you could actually just drop work, drop school stuff for a while, and then basically stroll out, enjoy the atmosphere, the breeze, like I'm doing right now. Just I'm talking to you guys, but like, enjoy the breeze, enjoy the drops of rain, you know. Just enjoy the environment, enjoy the atmosphere. I know Nigeria, but it's okay. Just look at all the green leaves that are supposed to be greener, but are just semi-green. Look at those ones. Enjoy them. Enjoy the breeze, you know. Sometimes, even as hot as it is right now, the sun is still fine. No, somebody will want to shoot me for saying that. But basically, sometimes it's just about unwinding. Sometimes just about relaxing. Letting all the pressure off, letting all the load off, and just, you know, feeling better about yourself. That's one way. Another way is, I mentioned it in passing, another way is actually doing something you love, something that keeps you refreshed personally, something you love, maybe a hobby, talent. For some people, it could be listening to music. Like, for me, no matter how much, no matter how sad I am, no matter how bad I'm feeling, no matter how depressed I might feel at that point in time, the moment I listen to a new music, the moment I listen to new music, I'm totally refreshed. Like, I've noticed it. I'm like, what happened? Like, and that's what I do most times after a long day at school and, you know, all of that. I just try to look for a new musician, someone I haven't listened to before. Try to find new music, mostly slow music that's going to just keep me relaxed. Some people do yoga for this because relaxation is very important. It's a very important. It's like it's a primary way to show up for yourself. You know, just relax, unwind. But I'm still saying the same thing. But for some people, it's actually a hobby of theirs. For others, it's listening to new music. So for others, it's writing new music, you know. Anything that actually keeps you, you know, online. For others, actually going to the movies. I have a brother. If he has 50K today, this guy might actually use 20K to see movies because that's what keeps him at peace. He loves to see new and good movies. Not just new movies, new good movies. Anyway, it doesn't matter what it is. I'm sure a lot of you already know what that refreshing factor is in your life. What that thing is you've been neglecting for so long and you just feel down. So find it and please indulge. Okay? Anyway, another way to actually show up for yourself is to actually show up for yourself. Telling yourself that you're good enough, telling yourself that you can do it, like encouraging yourself is a very great way to show up for yourself. You wake up in the morning and once your feet hits the ground, you go like, you know what, I'm the best out there. I'll do the best today. Today I'll kill everything I have to kill. I can never fail, you know. Talk to yourself, look yourself in the eyes and be like, girl, you cannot fail, you're the best, you know. Like, show up for yourself, freaking support yourself. Like, I mean, how hard can that be? These are actually the things I'm going to say. Oh, sweet Lord. Yeah, so showing up for yourself is about just that. Anyway, I want you guys to talk to me, please. I'm basically begging you guys to talk to me. Respond now. Reply, please. Even if it's on my WhatsApp, please just reply me, okay? All right, guys. I love you. Please show up for yourself in this coming week. You'll go a long way. And I want to hear testimonies. Alright? Now, while showing up for yourself, do not feel guilty about it because you deserve it. Your mental health is very important. You deserve it. Do not forget to show up for yourself. Alright? Bye, lovelies. This is Nengi Dere again on the Talk Actives podcast. And I'm signing out. Bye.